Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Thursday, January 27th, 2022. And tonight I will be sharing more true ghost stories from the web. As always, to find all episodes, and as well as links to social media and ways to donate and other ways to contact me, you can visit the podcast page, which is salcidoparanormal.podbean.com. And that's S-A-L-S-I-D-O. And I'm always looking to hear from you all, whether it's comments or questions on episodes or topic suggestions for episodes or stories of your own paranormal experiences or experiences from others that you know, that you believe to be telling the truth about those experiences. You can either send those to me as in a text form, or if you would like, and if you are available on Discord, I can have you on the show as a guest at some point. So, always happy to do any of those things. And I believe that covers it. I've already talked earlier this week about upcoming events, so I think I'll just get right to the stories here. So, first one says, a little backstory. My mother's biological father died at the age of 26, while my grandma was still pregnant with my mother. As such, I've only ever seen photos of my grandpa. Well, one day, I hear my kid talking to someone in her room. I go to check. I knock and enter. And she's sitting on her bed, talking to no one. I think nothing of it. Days go by, and she mentions that Neil says he's proud of you. Okay, that's weird. I ask who and what he looks like. She tells me, like you, Dad. He says he's my great-grandpa. None of her grandpas look like me, except my father. And she's never met him. Fast forward a couple of months, and my mom is looking through an old family photo album with her. She comes across my grandpa's service photo. My kid exclaims, "That's my friend. I talk to him all the time." My only real explanation would be that she saw a picture and made a real imaginary friend from it. The only issue is, she knows details she shouldn't. Like that he died in a car wreck when he lost control and went over a bridge. That he was honorably discharged from service a mere 2 years into his contract, and more. And she didn't use those exact words, but the specific wording was childish. And it's easier for me to just state it like that. And mind you, this started when she was 7. She's now almost 9. This is her first imaginary friend other than talking to her toys. And that's where that story ends. Excuse me. That's really interesting that, it really looks like maybe she was talking with the spirit of her great-grandfather. This kid was. Just based on the facts that she knew. It's really interesting. Especially if that's the only kind of paranormal activity there is around her at that point, around that family. That makes me think maybe it really is him that she was talking to. So, I thought that was an interesting story. So we'll go on to the next one here. Let's see here. Okay. This one says, this is an old memory of an event that had happened to me, my cousin, and a group of three other kids when I was about 7 or so. My parents had brought my cousin and I over to their friend's house. These people had 3 kids, and we were all pretty good friends. The oldest of our group at the time was probably 10 or 11, and the youngest was about 4 or 5. As kids, we were extremely annoying. Our parents sent us to the kids' toy room upstairs. I think they were there for a football watching party or something. Anyway, the room was extremely big to me as a kid, sitting on the second story with one window in the room. There was no way up to that window. It was extremely tall to climb up to unless you had a ladder. So again, being dumb kids, we decided that we were going to be rebellious and unlock the door, since that was a bad thing to do then. One of the siblings, a girl who was probably 7 as well, had a play tent up there. Again, to emphasize, we were, they keep on saying this, we were extremely dumb and decided to cram all 5 kids into the tent that could probably barely hold 2 people. I was the first to go in, and my face was pressed hard up against the mesh, pretending to be a window. My cousin got in last, as she could barely see out into the room. This was all fun, and we were laughing until it fell quiet. I heard muffled footsteps on the carpet, as a hand, looking like it belonged to a man no less than 30, with the age marks and hair on it, unlocked the door, opened it, and moved into the hallway, closing it on his way out. I wiggled to turn around as I saw the rest of the kids rushing out of the tent, looking horrified. I talked to my cousin and the oldest kid, I guess, who said that they did not see a man, only the shadow and the door opening. We ran downstairs and saw all of our parents sitting there, looking concerned at us for being so scared. They searched the house and found nothing, saying we were trying to mess with them. Every year when I meet with my cousin again, we talk about this story, and we both can recite it clear as day. The window was not open, nor did we hear it open or shut at all that night. It kind of has been weighing on me for these past 12 years or so, so I figured I'd share it and see what others thought. I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but this has been something I can't explain. The fact that no one could have been in there, that only a shadow was seen by others, and that I only saw a hand when they were able to walk past me, it has confused me for years, so this does let me know what you think. But that's quite the event there. It makes me wonder. It seems like the writer was maybe a little bit more sensitive than the other kids there. It sounds like that there was one or two older kids too. That's a lot of people to be seeing a shadow and a door opening and closing. And no way in or out besides that door. So, sounds like they experienced something. I don't know what to make of that one other than that someone or something was there. And then left the room. stone. Anyway, I'll go on to the next story here. Also, I forgot to say earlier, thank you all for listening to the show, whether you listen on the live stream or to the podcast feed or to the YouTube videos. I'm seeing the views on those continue to go up, and it's really amazing. See all the views go up on all these is really amazing to me. So thank you all for listening. Oh, let's see here. Go on to the next story. And it says, this was my first experience of encountering ghosts while I was helping my friend 4 years ago. Long story short, myself and four other guys were helping one of my friends to shift his things to a new house, which was around 3 blocks away from the old house. We were doing it on a Saturday night so that we could rest on Sunday. It was around 11:45 p.m., and all of the major items were shifted by then, except for two boxes of kitchen items. My friend and I went to get those boxes, while the rest were setting up things in the new house. We went there, picked one box each, locked the door, and started walking. My friend decided to speak with his old neighbors before he left, so I decided to walk alone while he was talking there. Excuse me. Since it was dark, the streets were dead silent, and I felt I would enjoy a peaceful walk back. While I was walking back, I felt somebody was standing across the street. I gazed from the corner of my eye to confirm and turned toward them, and I saw a girl, neatly dressed up in a high school uniform, standing near a tree next to one house. Looking up, I did not feel anything at that moment, and my brain couldn't process anything. Excuse me. I thought it was some random girl who might have come back from school or something, and I walked forward without even any realization. After I walked 10 or 15 steps forward, I suddenly realized that schools don't function this late. I thought, why was she neatly dressed at this time of the night? Without any second thought, I went back to check again, the same spot, only to see that there's no one right there. My palms got cold, then I got chills, and for a moment I froze there. I couldn't take a step forward from there, and I stood there frozen, and I heard another's footsteps coming toward me. I turned back, and it was my friend coming back. As he approached near me, he thought I was waiting for him, and he told me that I should have gone instead of waiting in the middle of the road. I was too scared to speak about the things that had happened at that moment. We went back to the new house and spent the night there, setting up things, playing games, but it was still bugging my mind whether what I saw was real or not. And that's interesting. Seems like whoever it was vanished kind of fast. I'm wondering if maybe if they would have actually moved, if the writer would have heard them. I don't know. But it seems like they might have. But, and it sounds like whoever they saw basically just disappeared. Excuse me, apparently my allergies are acting up. So that's interesting that they were there basically 1 minute, and then apparently no sound, and then just gone the next. So, but yeah, I'd be interested to know the history of that property, but then again, that doesn't always determine, that's not always the cause of sightings, because just like people, and I've had this happen myself, different beings, different ghosts or spirits or whatever they may be, can also just be passing through a place and stop for a second and then keep on going. So it's hard to know why or any other details about that except for what the writer saw. So let me get some water real quick and then I'll go into the next story. So let's see here. Okay. The story says, I have always been somewhat skeptical of ghosts. I have always had people around me who attributed things to ghosts even when a logical explanation was available. My opinion has begun to change. I began living alone, no big deal. I'm not afraid of the house settling or bumps and bangs. I have dogs, and they knock stuff over all the time. I recently got a VR headset. I cleared the room and made my play space. I also keep my dogs out of the room so they don't get hit or stepped on by accident while I am playing. So I am playing my game. My TV was off. After playing a while, I noticed sound on my TV, as well as the speaker. I take my headset off, look around, and turn both the TV and the sound off. I started playing again, and then I noticed my watch alarm going off. It's a digital watch that I have never set an alarm for. I rarely wear it. It was sitting in a drawer. So I think, okay, my VR headset is somehow sending a signal, and these devices somehow are being affected by it. I start playing, but I have this weird feeling like someone is there. I look over my shoulder. You can tap the side of the headset, and the screen shows your surroundings using your camera. I don't see anything, but I see my big dog looking at something, not me. I scan the room, and nothing. I start playing again, but I can't shake the feeling, so I check again, this time taking my headset off. My dog is still looking behind me. There's nothing there but open space. I put the headset up for the night because I felt weird. I have lived in this house for about 7 years and never felt this feeling before here. Fast forward to yesterday, I was playing with some friends on my VR headset. I hear a TV turn on, and my friends also hear it. This time, it was a TV in another room. I turn it off when I see the controller in the middle of the floor. It's a guest room where the TV is rarely used. The remote is always directly below the mounted TV on the console. It has sat there for months without moving. I keep getting the feeling I'm being watched but not always. Just intermittently. I don't know what to think. I have always been skeptical of ghosts, but I can't explain the remote. Maybe, somehow, the VR headset is messing with electronics, but looking online, I haven't found any proof of this happening to anyone else. And that's an odd story. I like how the writer tries to figure out what's going on. And even if somehow they were right about the signals making it to other devices and activating them, even if all that did happen that way without them being able to prove it, that still doesn't explain how that TV remote made it to the floor in the guest room if it was never really used. So, but I always find stories of weird happenings that involve electronics to be really interesting. I don't doubt that devices can connect in weird ways. But I also feel like it's not good to discount the possibility of spirits or other beings trying to reach out through electronics for whatever reasons. So I thought that was a really interesting story because of that. So yeah, I don't know what to make of that one for sure. So I'll go on to the next story here. This one says, I'm a nursing student and our clinicals start early at the hospital, around 6:30. There's often no one around, and if there are people, they're usually on the floor, working, and waiting for the day shift to come in. Last week I was in the lobby, waiting for the rest of my group, when an elevator chimed and the door opened, and I expected someone to walk out, but it was empty. I figured that someone may have gotten out and bumped a button, but in the 10 minutes I was there, no one ever got into that elevator. The more I thought about it, the more it creeped me out, and the more creeped out I was, because it just didn't make sense. I've been at another hospital in the area, and I'm convinced that a few of the floors I've been on have spirits, or at least some type of presence, because I hear loud thumps on the walls or the floor, but I only ever hear that on the 7th floor. One of the nurses I was with on a different floor had told me she's experienced things as well. I've tried to tell myself all of these things are doors closing or someone slamming cabinets or whatever excuse I could make up. But my gut says it's not that. There's no doubt that in a hospital, people's energy is bound to be trapped. And I don't know if it's bound to be, but it definitely seems like it is. And it does get trapped in, or again, energy and or spirits can come and go. And I've only been in a couple of hospitals over the years, and every time I went to one, it always felt like the hallway was crowded and the rooms were crowded more than I could see with my eyes physically. In other words, it felt like there was more people there than there appeared to be. And I always thought that was an odd feeling. Not necessarily bad. Just just a feeling that I got from those places when I went there. Not even so much in the lobby as much as in the hallways outside that where the rooms branch out off of. So I don't know what that means, if anything, but I do get what the writer means in that regard. So, but yeah, very interesting how that works. Sounds are hard, but also I feel like you know, the writer says that they don't feel like it's just random explainable sounds, so I always feel like it's good to trust whatever you're feeling unless you see an obvious explanation for something. So, but so I'll go on to the next story here. And this one says, I'm not sure if this is just 6-year-old me making up stuff or if this was an actual encounter. So back when I was in preschool, I don't know, they must be mistaken on that one. I don't think 6-year-old would be in preschool. Maybe not. Maybe they would. I don't know for sure. I guess it would depend on where they're at. Maybe different places do it differently. I just noticed that. It says, so back when I was in preschool, I was on a field trip to somewhere. I was sitting next to this girl on the school bus. Me being young, I was excited to be on a school bus for some reason, and I was staring out the window with this girl. That's when some sort of a car, or maybe it was a truck, came to a stop. Looking back, I think it was because we were at a red light. The car's window rolled down, and there was nothing there. I remember the girl and I looking at each other like, what the heck, before the bus continued. I know this isn't some sort of crazy story, but it's just something that's been on my mind for years now. That is a bit wild to have a sighting like that. It seems like there was two people there that witnessed it. I mean, so that's really interesting. I don't know what to make of that one, other than I have heard that in some cases there are ways to basically fake it with vehicles, make it look like there's no driver there. But I don't know enough of the details, and I don't think I've ever heard of that happening in a on a actual road with other vehicles around it. So I guess it's a possibility that maybe there was some kind of hoax going on there. But if not, then that's even more interesting because it sounds like there was someone invisible driving that vehicle. So it's really interesting. I have a story from my family way back before, I believe it was before I was born. I'm not sure totally, but it's not something I remember directly. But there was a family member's house that had a lot of activity in and around, apparently around it, because there was this one day where their car, they woke up in the morning to find that their car was not in their driveway. And eventually they found it thanks to another neighbor. And if I remember right, and this is really vague, but at least one neighbor said they saw the car driving down the road with no one in it. So that's I guess that's not impossible, and it's not totally unheard of, which is really interesting that that can happen. Of course, there's fictional versions of that as well. A couple of different Stephen King projects, I believe, talk about that kind of a similar situation, but yeah, so... Interesting to hear about that, though, in happening in real life. But I believe that's going to do it for today. I have a couple of stories left, but they look like they're a little bit long, and so I think I'll leave those for next Monday, because tomorrow night I'll be doing a special topic-based episode. So, as always, thank you all for listening. And looking forward to talking with you all again on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal.